exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends here on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN. Now, I am Anita, and I am here today with co-host Doc Bill.
How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing there, Doc Bill, with Sapple Island Birdhouses. And by the way, the show is brought to you today by Sapple Island Birdhouses and Global Sun and Fun Travel Agency. Now, if you're just joining us, we have been talking with Colleen McDaniel, who is a managing editor with Cruise Critic. And Colleen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
How can folks find out more about Cruise Critic? Can we go online and take a look?
Absolutely. We are online at www.cruisecritic.com.
Well, very good, very good. And I really encourage people to go because I've taken a look at your site. And when I say resources, I mean there are all types of resources there for folks who are just thinking about their first cruise or people who have taken cruises every year for the last 20 years. You guys have information for everybody. So
we do have quite a bit, yes.
So welcome back. But Colleen, what I'd like for us to talk about now, though, is let's help those new folks to cruising. What should they know? I know calling their travel agent would be a good thing, a good first start, but what should they be looking to do? Should they be considering what activities are on board, what type of room they want? Tell us a little bit about what the first-time cruiser needs to know.
Sure. Well, I think, you know, you sort of have to take a look at your priorities and those things that are important to you. And that's a really good place to start for anybody if it's a new cruiser or even a veteran cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
If itinerary and schedule are really important to you, then, you know, you're going to look for a cruise that really fits that bill. If having a ship that has a ton of activities that'll keep you busy through the whole thing is important to you, then there are ships like that out there. If bringing your family and really having a very family kind of experience is important, then, you know, you're going to want to look for a ship that has family kinds of, kids clubs and family events and, cater to that segment. So there's certainly something out there for everybody, but really knowing your priorities is a great place to start. And sort of once you know those priorities, it really helps in doing your research, which is another big part of scheduling a cruise, booking a cruise, is doing your research. Once you have selected that cruise that's right for you, you know, and I'm going to put a plug in here, but I really encourage folks to come to a site like Cruise Critic, which can help sort of highlight those things and those ships that have those things that are very important to you. But, you know, really doing your research is important because even after you book, you're not done. Really, you need to know what you're getting into and sort of know about the things that are included and, more importantly, what's not included in your cruise fare. A lot of first-time cruisers don't realize that, you know, on top of that cruise fare, they are going to need to pay for things on board like tips and drinks. And if they want to go out and do those fun things in the Caribbean or in Alaska, those excursions,
mm-hmm.
generally they're going to have to pay extra for them.
Oh, wow.
So they really need to be aware that there are added costs in addition to booking this cruise there. And doing research will really help prepare them for that experience.
But now, are there some cruises that do not go into a port?
Sure. There are. They're generally called cruises to nowhere, and they're usually short cruises,
mm-hmm.
Weekend cruisers, 2 to 3 nights, where really they go out into the ocean for a little bit and then they come back. And so that for that sort of experience, you really want a ship that's got a lot to
do. A lot of activities.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, what about passports? Because if I get on here in the U.S. and we are going to some of these international ports, do I need my passport or do you need a passport and visas?
Well, that's a very good question. And the short answer is it depends.
Okay.
If you are leaving from a U.S. port, you are a U.S. citizen, and you are returning to that same port, no, you do not need a passport.
Okay.
However, at Cruise Critic, we always advise people to get a passport because, frankly, they just make life a lot easier. You know, if something happens, say you are out on an island and you don't get back to that ship in time, and that ship will not wait for you, and you don't have your passport, it's very, very difficult to leave a foreign place to get to where you need to go without a passport. Whereas if you have a passport, it's a much easier process. So we always encourage people to get passports.
Absolutely. That sounds like a really good idea. Now, if you're just joining us, I am speaking with Colleen McDaniel, who is with Cruise Critic, and we are talking about all things cruising 101. So, Colleen, let me ask you another question. Is there a certain time of the year where cruising is less expensive for those folks who may want to really watch their budget?
Sure. And again, it depends on where you're going to go. You know, they call them shoulder seasons, generally, and say, they tend to be, you know, the spring and the fall, they tend to be a little less expensive. If you're cruising, say, the Caribbean during hurricane season, you might also find a little bit of a better deal. You know, so there, depending on which time you go, you're going to find a better deal. If you're doing Alaska in, you know, late in the year, it's a much better, well, it's a much cheaper time to go than, say, at the height of the summer season.
Mm-hmm. Are there things like travel insurance that help with cruises?
Travel insurance is, again, that's something we also highly encourage our readers to get. They do have travel insurance with cruises. It's usually offered to you at the time of your booking. And travel insurance really is exactly that. It's insurance. It's peace of mind in case something goes wrong. So if you do book a cruise for the hurricane season and, heaven forbid, a hurricane actually occurs, travel insurance will help you out. And so we do encourage people to purchase travel insurance.
What's the cost of it? Is it a percentage of the trip or a flat rate?
I'm sorry.
The cost of travel, is it done by a percentage of what you pay for the cruise itself?
Yes, yeah. It's a fairly nominal cost. You know, it tends to be, you know, I'd say probably around that 10% per person.
And especially when you think about what you're getting to, I mean, it's really a small cost for that just-in-case feeling of not being so stressed.
Absolutely. And like all insurance, it's one of those things you hope you never have to use.
Absolutely.
But it's great to know you got it.
That's right. That's right. It's good to have it there in your pocket. I hope you just don't have to take it out.
Right.
Now, Colleen, I want to ask you one last question, though. What about what to pack? I mean, is there something that, quickly, if you can tell us maybe one or two tips about packing for a cruise. Is there anything special we need to know?
Well, I'll say a couple of things. One, most cruisers, and probably myself included, overpack like crazy. The reality is you're only on the ship for seven days or, you know, however long you're actually on the ship.
You don't have to bring your
so
whole
you
closet.
Can get away. Absolutely. And if you're spending most of the time in the pool or on the beach, you're in your swimsuit a lot. So, you know, really think carefully about what you want to pack. Most cruises will have some kind of formal night. So, you know, you will need to pack some kind of formal wear if you wish to participate in that formal night. And all cruises offer some kind of laundry service.
Oh, good.
But be prepared. They can be kind of pricey. Some cruise lines, some ships have self-service laundry facilities. But I am not a proponent of spending my vacation doing my laundry.
Colleen, thank you so, so very much for joining us today. And tell us quickly how folks can find you on the website.
Oh, great. We'd love it if you would visit us at www.cruisecritic.com.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Colleen McDaniel with Cruise Critic. And we will take a break now, and then we'll come back with more cruise information. Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.